they call a little room off the kitchen where you store canned goods. Do you ever have a room? Some people have a little room that's just off the kitchen, you know, just a little walk-in room that you store canned goods or china.
No, we just got some cabinets. We just got cabinets.
Okay.
We used to have what we call a safe.
Yeah, yeah, right. That's the type of things we're looking for. If you know any of the older terms, I'd be happy to get those.
Oh, yeah, safe.
How about when you go and you have a lot of things that you want to throw away? They're worthless and you're about to throw away. What do you call those things? You know, like if you have a pile of things that you want to throw away.
We call it junk.
Okay. You ever heard it called like clutch or plunder?
Well, I don't mean they call it junk.
Okay. If you have a room that you use to store odds and ends, just an extra room that you just store things in that, you know, that you may not want to live in, you just have... You put all the extra things you got in the house there. What would you call that room?
Well, we never had that. I think what they would call it now, they call it a utility room, but then we never did that one.
Okay. All right. Speaking of your wife or some other woman doing the daily housework, you might say that in the morning when a woman gets up after she cooks breakfast, she goes in and does what?
Well, mine usually goes to the garden. If we got a garden with any vegetables in there, she goes and gets some vegetables for 12 o'clock.
Okay.
And she usually sows or something like that.
Okay.
And she keeps books for me.
Oh, okay. For the farm?
Yes.
I see. How about a woman that just... goes around and picks up on, you know, sweeps and things. What do you say she's doing?
Sweeping the floor.
Okay, and then straightening the whole room.
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you call the thing that you use to sweep the floor?
Broom.
Okay. Did you have brooms when you were a boy?
Mm-mm. It had a homemade one.
Homemade? How'd you make those?
Out of sage straw.
Sage straw. Mm-hmm. How long ago was it before you bought a first broom?
Well, I may have been buying brooms 30 years.
30 years?
Yeah.
Okay. On Mondays now, women sometimes used to do their...
wash.
Okay. And as soon as they do their washing, they'd hang them out in the line, they'd bring them in, and they'd heat up this thing, and then they'd...
Yeah, heat the iron on the stove, wood stove.
Yeah,
they used and iron the clothes.
Right, do the old. If you wanted to go from the first floor to a second floor of a house, you'd have to go up the, the way you'd have to go up the stairs, up the second floor?
I guess you ain't got a second
floor. Okay, but,
I reckon you call it a stairway.
Okay, did you ever have anybody call it anything else that you know?
I ain't never heard of one, I never heard.
Most of the houses around here I've seen pretty much one floor.
Mm-hmm. But then that's what we would refer to, the stairway.
Okay. Now you said you had a front porch.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever refer to that as anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Or you ever refer to it as a veranda? What's the difference between a veranda and a porch?
Mm-hmm. It's all the same.
Okay. If someone left the door open and you wanted them to close it, you might say,
We used to call it a porch, closed porch door.
Okay. Would you ever say, why don't you go over and blank the door, you know? I'm filling the blank here. Why don't you go over and, would you ever say shut the door?
Well, yeah.
Or maybe you'd say, in not reference to a door, you want to get away from something, you say, I might get... You ever heard someone say something like that? I might get shut or something?
No,